Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, everybody. It's another episode of 90210 OMG. So glad you're here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Tori, hi. Sugarman, we're all here. Me, Jenny.
You guys.
What?
You guys.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you guys.
Did you like this episode at all?
Did I like? Love. This is, it's happening. Like, the end. I know we have to start at the beginning, but the end. Brenda and Dylan are fine, but I'm Kelly and
Brenda. Oh my gosh. Amy, you just always jump in with both feet right into the deep end. you have no respect.
You guys talk.
Okay.
You guys just tell me what you're
feeling. You've already gone there, let's just do it. Let's talk about the episode, you guys. We're talking about episode 4, Sex Lies and Volleyball, also known as Photo Finny, aired on August 5th, 1992.
Synopsis: Donna is struggling in the French immersion program. Steve finds the perfect partner for both romance and volleyball. David meets a young girl who expresses an interest in both his music and in him.
Directed by Jeff Melman, written by Darren Starr, Chris Brancato, Kenneth Biller, Karen Rosen.
It took a village to make these
multi-nation.
Yeah, across the world.
We had our European writing staff and our American writing staff. But isn't so fancy. I think that Darren and Chris went on to work together on later in other shows. I think they worked together on Sex and the City, if I'm not mistaken. Could be crazy. Ooh. I don't know. That name just looks really familiar to me when I see it. It seems as if I've seen it somewhere else on another Darren Star show. So
I would like to know what that was.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Should we start with how Tori is feeling about David kissing Nikki? Or should we start with how Jenny is feeling seeing her sultry self walk into that cabana?
No.
You just jumped to the end? Why would you do that?
Look, she does that every time.
Like as a fangirl here.
She does it just to get us riled up. I want to talk about how Donna became a supermodel like that. Like all of a sudden you were in the cutest outfits and looking so foxy and being a supermodel. That's what happens, I guess, when you go to Paris. You just get discovered and then bada bing.
Yeah, eating a pastry like my four-year-old. Like face down face instead of from, you know how kids like Bo will eat a hot dog like this way instead of this way. Sorry, this is getting weird. But yeah, she like plummeted her face down into the strawberry tart.
But apparently that's what they're looking for.
I guess so. She gave good tart. But that was so fun. I wish I had those photos.
Oh my gosh, you did so many wardrobe changes for that photo shoot.
It was fun.
Which photo was your favorite? Because I think it would be hard to pick, but I really like the one where you're like in black, all like greased up. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Wet.
I liked the cowboy.
The cowboy.
I want that picture.
They're so good. Where are they?
Where are they?
Did it bring back memories watching it?
Yeah. I could remember filming that day, like filming that party scene. I felt like, you know, like the cat's meow. Oh my gosh. It was just me and like, you know, co-stars. And like, it was like, I was the only regular there. And I was like, I felt really special for the day.
I had a full revelation when you were at the party scene, you know, you're modeling like in the orange tutu. Do we think that Darren Star remembered that and then gave Sarah Jessica Parker the iconic tutu for Sex and the City? Like, I was literally freaking out. I'm like, she's literally
never thought of that.
I was like, holy bleep.
You mean the one with the daisy, like the daisy bustier?
The orange. Yes, exactly.
I loved that outfit. And my daughter walked in while I was watching the episode last night. She goes, oh my gosh, Tori looks like a Barbie doll.
Oh my gosh, Jen, my legs were so skinny. Oh my gosh. They were the same width, the thighs and the calves.
How do you do that? Jeez.
Youth.
I'm telling you, I think you inspired the most iconic Carrie outfit.
Oh my gosh, you're giving us too much credit, but
take it.
You heard it here.
That freaked me out.
It was very exciting. And the French, like all the sets and things started to remind me of Hogwarts. Like I couldn't get it out of my head that I was watching the Universal Studios now.
So the little bakery, I think literally is like the Simpsons donut shop now or something. It's like on that little street.
It's so recognizable.
Right? And do you think other people could tell?
I don't know if they've ever been there, maybe, but who's the new girl? Who's the new, like, there's a new, like, it's
the friend.
The three. There's a threesome. Mm-hmm. The one that smokes the cigarettes.
Yeah.
And wears sailor hats out on the town.
Yep. She lost the other two girls. The other two girls in the program are just gone. It's her now.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's not a good.
I just
Brenda to be around.
Yeah, it feels like Brenda and this girl don't jive when they're sitting next to each other. Yeah.
Did Brenda just need someone to talk to when Donna was modeling? Maybe.
Yeah, but this girl, she's like worldly and she smokes and she's so like that girl. Then in high school, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And she said she modeled. She was like, I have also modeled.
Jealous. So jealous.
Now, originally, like last week when we saw her, was she supposed to be from Texas too, or just one of the other girls?
I just think maybe the blonde girl.
Okay. Because if so, she had no accent this week. But she goes in and out of something that I'm not. Do you feel me or no?
In about like a French accent, like an American doing a French accent.
When just speaking cool, French,
cool girl accent. Like I'm the cool girl.
Oh, like Madonna-esque, but not French. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, when you're American, and then all of a sudden you have an accent from and you're cool. Wherever you are. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to know: is it time to talk about it? Tori, how did you feel watching it back when David first? I mean, there's so much to break down with the Nikki and David.
Okay.
But how did it feel?
Nikki just stumbles into the beach club.
In a cool outfit, though.
Looking lost. Cool. Uh-huh.
By the way, when she stumbled into the beach club, obviously I wasn't there, but I feel like I was there because I remember that outfit and being like, that's cool. I remember, I don't know why I would have been there.
Was it like super bohemian vibes, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe I saw her in wardrobe fitting. Yeah. And I was just so like, it was so different from everything we wore, clearly. I just was like, she's a badass. Like, I loved her outfit. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. She looked like super Melrose Avenue.
Totally.
I thought it was interesting how everybody else makes fun of David in this episode. You know, like, they say he's some geekster. I think you call him his stupid music. Mm-hmm. Even Ian's like later lame-o. You know what I mean? Like they're just totally ripping him. And then this Nikki is just head over heels immediately, thinks he is the catch of the county.
His little spin. and her saying, I want your sex.
I want your number. She says, you really know how to move.
Full on.
Okay. So what Amy was referring to is before the show started, we were chatting and I already got hot and bothered about it.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Dory's already upset that we're talking about Nikki Witt.
Yes. And Dana Barron I loved working with her. I adored her. Obviously, we're all huge fans of Vacation, which was iconic that she was in. But I just remember, and no spoilers here, but she's major. Like, she is major in the Donna-David relationship going forward.
Yes, I didn't realize that she was on more episodes than just this one. And here's the thing. It's going to get weird because in a little bit, we're going to get to talk to Dana Barron. She's going to join us.
I know. I just got chills when you said that.
Yeah. You guys are going to get to work it out. Right here.
Jenny, it's going to get weird.
I'm not going to lie. When she was on set, I felt super threatened.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But you know me. I'm not like, you know, some girls get threatened and give off like bitch vibes. Like, you know me. I'm not like that. Mm-mm. I was always so sweet and adored her. But I was really threatened by her.
You probably overcompensated with niceness to her. If I know you, you were like even you know more nice than your normal self.
Probably.
She was like, whoa, that girl's
because then
really
she
nice.
Won't go for my guy in real life if I'm really nice and laid
it's
on
It's the thick. Ultimate blurred line where you're like, ugh, I'm not in these scenes, but this girl and this is acting, but yet I like him and I'm so confused. And
I feel like I might have told her that I liked him in real life or we had like a little thing or something. I don't remember. Gosh, it was something. She was just so cute and beautiful and she had perfect nose and I was just you know I have a thing with noses and I was just like, oh, Brian's gonna go for her and then he's never gonna like me again.
Oh my gosh.
When you look back at, I guess I'll say David Silver, are you like, he's so cute or he's so cringy?
Do you like the way his entire head of hair moves according to his facial? Like when I put my eyebrows up and down right now, is my hair moving?
Let me see.
It's like, I swear, I was like, is he wearing a wig?
Wait, do it one more time.
Look.
No.
If David were to do that, his hair would be like this.
Wait, didn't Ian and Luke and Jason have a thing with Brian about his hair? Like, do it. Look, his whole thing.
Maybe they called him like werewolfy or wolf. Does that ring a bell? Like
it does. It does. There was something.
There was a hair.
Like Eddie Munster, like something. Like it was Eddie Munster. There was something. I remember there was always something with the boys, but I feel like they were older and they were just like riling him up because he was young and had great hair.
Yeah, he did have good hair.
His character is just so goobery.
Watch it.
Ooh, those fighting words.
Like with the keys and the "You're so precious to me" singing.
Oh, I like that song. Like, I'm like, I was like, that's catchy.
Yeah, but it's like,
am I precious to you?
I was like, am I embarrassed or is he charming?
If you were like a 16-year-old girl or 17-year-old girl, you wouldn't think. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. No,
I mean, she was hot for him. Hot for him.
But like from jump,
and then
from
And then we had another girl du jour, another guest star, lovely gal who, what was her name?
Brooke Alexander.
She'll always be Josie to me because you know me in soap operas. She starred on Days of Our Lives. Oh my God, Matt and Josie. They were my favorite couple in my teens watching them. And when she was on the show, I was so excited. Like fangirling.
Wow. Yes.
She was huge.
Beautiful
huge.
Face.
She used to have long hair. Like that was like, she was like, I'm off the soap. I'm cutting it short.
You didn't like that hair though, did you?
You know.
I was like, oh, she's going to have problems with that hairdo.
You know me.
No, but I just want to say, I think they couldn't have cast a less athletic gal if they tried. That she has never touched a volleyball before this scene. I'm pretty sure.
Volleyball was one of
I don't know sports, so I couldn't tell. I thought she did a good job, and I was like, wow, impressive. Does Ian know what he's doing too? Look at him.
He did. Ian went goose on, you know, from Top Gun with his no shirt and like sweaty biceps.
Oh my God.
I literally
such a good
love
call.
That you brought up Top Gun.
Top Gun.
He goosed out.
God. They needed a better song in that sort of Top Gun Ian Ziering montage they were doing, because that song, the yet, shots
needed
were
to
great.
Be oiled up, those muscles.
Yeah,
they needed
the
to
music
be oiled.
Was a little, but
he'd be really mad if he knew you called him Goose. Like, he'd much rather be Maverick he was Val Kilmer.
I thought of it as a compliment.
Iceman.
Iceman, yeah. I felt that he was just a big pouty baby, though.
Well, wouldn't you pout too if you wore a hat flipped up like that?
With
I mean,
out the front.
What was that?
I can't. I liked his little Nike. What's that windbreaker thing with no shirt under it?
Unzipped.
Fair.
Yeah, I like that. But
I
the
feel
hat,
like
yeah.
his volleyball partner, who is played by who is Alexandra, she was wearing some of his wardrobe
with the big baggy tank top.
The crop tank top that came all the way down. She had it layered.
Yeah, thank
but
God.
But I feel like that was his tank top from another episode. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. I feel like whoever
Amy,
styled,
stick up for your man here.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Here's the thing. First of all, again, good body. Good body. Good face. Great body. I feel like whoever did his costuming styling nailed it. Nailed it and then effed him up.
No. Like they're like, I'm gonna have to fight you on this because it's memorable. It's like he had a look and it was consistently that.
Terrible.
No, it was always like super sporty. I did. And then,
I was good with the shorts and the unzipped jacket. Why did they throw that hat on? It's like, it was.
Maybe I'm shocked he wore the hat.
Having a bad hair day. I don't know.
Wasn't it Coco Chanel that said, "Get dressed and then take something off"? It's like, get dressed.
I've never heard that one.
That's good.
Oh my God! Wait. You know I love conspiracy theories. What if Jen? What if they secretly hated him deep down? What if they were like,
you
"We are going to F him up"?
No.
Amy thought of it, but what if? Because like. All the executives, like my dad always approved wardrobe. I guess they went for it, but weren't they like, hey, this is our muscular guy. This is our job. Like, let's make him look good. Like it's third season. Everyone is looking a little like they've gotten their Hollywood makeover. Like they look great. Why not transition him to great?
I think he looked good, you guys. I'm going on
I agree with you. Every single one of you has had a Hollywood makeover and looks smoking. Every single person. Every one of you. There was a couple moments where I thought, ooh, those shorts could just blow a little to the side and I'm going to have some something going on. I was like, wow. By the way, do you think your dad called Jason Priestley and said, if I see you chomping on that gum ever again? Right?
No more gum.
Because it is gone.
Gum's gone. I bet you there was a call.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Hey, lover. Hey, buddy. Listen.
Mm-mm. Listen, kid.
So I'm going to go on record. While Jason is perfection, obviously, so no disrespect, I feel like while everyone got a Hollywood makeover season 3, I think Brandon peaked in season 1.
Well, it's hard to peak in that outfit, in those shorts and the costume he had to wear to be in the beach club staff there.
I feel like a lot was on his shoulders at this point. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there was something about that gleam in his eye, that newness in season 1. I mean, you know, I was always like Team Dylan, like hotness. But you know, when I started rewatching this, I was like, oh my God, Brandon's so dreamy. Like, even screw David, Brandon's dreamy. By season 3, I think it's starting. He's just like, oh,
I think it's that outfit. Because when he went to visit Dylan at Dylan's apartment or house or whatever, it was like babe off. They were two hotties on a couch.
I could not agree more.
Yeah, I didn't know which one to feast my eyes on.
I also think that Jason Priestley can kiss. Because kiss.
You like that? That manhandling? Oh. Like the way he grabbed her neck and shoved her?
I sure did. I'm not even like a huge Brooke Alexander fan, but I was like, oh yeah, this is awesome.
But I just gotta say, that's Jason 101. That wasn't Brandon. Brandon wouldn't do that.
No, he'd be a little more...
He's gentle. A Renaissance man. Chivalry is not dead.
Yeah. Then he grabs her by the scruff.
Although, one note. So they're driving in the Mustang up the coast. Why, when they pulled back into the beach club, was Brooke Alexander literally like reclined in the seat? Did you guys notice that? It was like, so weird. I'm like, sit up, woman. What's going on?
She looked like a little child in the.
Is that when he climbed over to open the door?
Oh, is that because so they could see him better? So she had to go back a little.
Something or? Maybe. Yeah. Something.
Yeah, it looked like she was laying down.
Yeah, it did.
But yeah. This is a 10 out of 10 episode. I know we're gonna get to the.
It was good.
The solid gold soon.
Yes.
I know you guys are gonna talk to Dana.
Do you want to, I feel like there's more to talk about on the episode.
Well, I think, why don't you guys talk to Dana and then we'll come back.
Do we have her? Yeah. Is Dana with us?
Probably any second. We have to talk. There's so much to talk about.
Okay, let's do that. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we are going to get into it with Nikki, AKA Dana.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm going to be a big girl, though. I'm going to ask questions.
All right. I'm just going to sit back and let you take it.
No, you can't. Be my friend.
Was it hard to watch them kiss?
Speak of Goose, be my wingman.
Okay. All right.
Was it hard to watch? Yeah, I can't take it.
Bring her in. Let's do this. Okay, let's do it.
You guys, her name's Dana.
Sorry. She's Nikki to me. Nikki.
I love when you guys say the full name of the characters.
What do you mean? Brooke Alexander?
It makes me.
Witt. Like Nikki Witt.
Brooke Alexander. Nikki Witt. It's very, I like it.
Brooke Alexander, Alexandra.
I know, we might have to do a pickup. We'll fix that. I took a little note.
Because, no, I'm calling her Alexandra because that's her name in real life.
Oh, her name in real life. You're right.
Am I wrong? Alexandra Wilson,
no,
yes.
I think you're right.
I was a huge fan. Right. I used to take frozen pictures of her character, Matt and Josie, just the way I did with James Spader.
Yeah,
with my Polaroid. I would watch... Days
yeah, you're
lives.
Right. You nailed it. Her name's Alexander.
I was like, no, it's Alexander. Brooke Alexander.
That's confusing. They named her Brooke Alexander. And then her real name is Alexander Wilson.
So we're back and we're talking about our other guest stars, trying to figure out where Tori knows Krista Erickson from, who played Maggie, the French friend of Brenda
right.
and Donna.
And I didn't recognize her till I saw the name in print. And I was like, Krista Erickson. I feel like I've seen that name on so many shows come up. But I feel like recently, not like in the last 10 years.
I'm looking at the filmography. I'm not seeing so much in the last 10 years, but she definitely was working.
Crap balls.
We are waiting. We're patiently waiting and kind of stalling.
Oh my God. Dana Barron's coming. Dana Barron's coming.
The stalling is our best material, though. It's really the juiciest. She was in like 21 Jump Street.
One time at band camp.
21 Jump Street, Mr. Belvedere. She did a lot of things. A lot of those shows around that time.
Oh, okay. I think I know her name. It wasn't from anything recent. It was from going on auditions and always seeing her name signed in. Okay.
And what we were talking about during the commercials was we thought Tori messed up and called Brooke Alexander. But she was, that's her real name.
Her and name I
was
like, Alessandra.
No. Alexandra.
It's Alessandra. It's Alessandra
Wilson.
It's not Alexander. It's Alessandra.
Yeah, I always thought she called her by her technically right, name.
She does go by Alexandra, even though it is spelled Alessandra.
It is? I saw it as Alexandra Wilson.
Oh, it could be. I think it's wrong. So I know it's definitely Alexandra. Trust me, huge fan, Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I never knew she was on Days of Our Lives.
Like everything.
You know, we're only seeing minimal glimpses of the Walshes. We saw like Mr. and Mrs. Walsh meet Brooke Alexander.
That's okay with that.
And yeah, Mrs. Walsh was wearing like a little tennis outfit or something.
And Andrea cheered from the volleyball section.
Yeah, not a lot of Andrea, but she was very heavy the week before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys notice tiny shades are in? Tiny shades.
Yeah, the little 90s sunglasses.
Yeah.
Those were, are those ever going to, have those come back? No, I don't.
Not for me. I like them big.
I like them big. I like mine big because they cover more.
Me too.
Like, was Brenda too sort of on Donna's modeling, or was she being protective? I felt it was a little
very Brenda.
Yeah.
There's no in the middle with her, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there's no small. She just goes big when she, like, her judgment of people. Like, she makes a decision and that's it.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like it was about Brenda at all this week. I mean, even in her being a friend to Donna, she wasn't really committed to being a major friend to Donna and like stepping in or being there for her, but she was just kind of like on the fringe, waiting for you.
You are so right. I feel like if Kelly was there, like she was supposed to be, I feel like you would have gone. If your friend was out till morning and, you know, like she's very naive and like,
yeah, I would be out there looking for you.
Yeah, you would. Mm-hmm. Even today you'd do that. Like, you know what? Now I'm mad. Brenda was a terrible friend.
On that note, I have a question for you two. Oh. Mm-hmm. So Steve and Brandon, Steve found her first, which is kind of like whatever, but he liked her. Like
this whole like territorial thing that the boys are doing with the girls is so gross to me.
Super
When like
super
the gross, girls are checking into the volleyball tournament, the way they're looking at them and talking about
them. And always
them.
Saying like, there's some honeys here and there's some babes and if I don't land a babe. But who was right? Who was wrong? Was Steve being too like, I own her. I found her first. Or did Brandon betray his bestie by going for the girl?
Like, I think that's boy code. Like, I thought it was really crappy that Brandon was like, oh, cruelty, like, for beautiful girls. I was like, that crossed the line. Yeah. I was like, you know what?
You get every girl. Fit, right?
Every episode, you get a girl. Like, come on.
Give him something.
Let your wingman have someone.
And I felt like she looked better with Steve.
True.
Like, I just liked her physically with Steve better than Brandon.
I almost thought they had more chemistry. I mean, they did. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Are they trying to, because Steve can be so schmarmy, is that how you say that word, schmarmy?
Yeah. Yep.
And then we kind of always see his sort of the other side of him, like, I'm never in your shoes, Brandon. Is that so we like still like him? Do you know what I mean? Like, he can't be so schmarmy. Like, and he always comes on too strong.
Like, I don't know. Hey, I just felt like it was town. Like, I just felt like he was a big powder. And then all of a sudden he was like a martyr. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like the writers were starting to draw from real life, which, as we know, it keeps happening. They're seeing things that the characters were the characters, and now the characters are becoming more the real life actors, and it's more and more of their real personalities. And that was like something like Ian, you know, felt like, I mean, he's gorgeous. He is a leading man, but he felt like Luke and Jason got more of the attention, and it did bother him. And he's talked about that. So I felt like that was a little bit of that creeping in. Like, I'm never in your shoes. Like,
Dana's here. She's on the phone, but Dana is here.
We have, yes. Oh, this is very exciting. We have Dana Barron, who starred as Nikki Witt in not just this episode, but 5 or 6 more episodes.
This is true. You know, I never count how many I did. I don't even know.
We can't see you, but we can hear you. And it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yes, sorry about the delay. There's just technical issues, so I'm not a techie, that's for sure.
Join the club. It's okay. Yeah. You're among friends.
And we have kids that tell us we don't know what we're doing, and they correct. At least my kid knows all about the techie stuff. It's funny to see him take over. I love it.
Oh yeah, it's so good to hear your voice. Hi.
How are you?
Thank you.
Where are you? Where are you living these days? I'm in,
right now, they call it the Westchester Bluffs, and it's not far from Marina Del Rey.
Okay. Sounds lovely.
It is. It's a very nice place to live. I'm looking over a canyon right now.
We were just reminiscing and talking about your, you know, the way you came onto the show and how that sort of gets Tori riled up, because she has, you know, this was Donna's man that you're moving in on.
I thought about that because they were so well established, and here I am, like this little lamb walking into this huge situation between them, and it worked out though, which was nice, but it was fun to kind of try to infiltrate the situation, but. And Nikki was above and beyond her years, which was so nice to play.
Right. You were playing like 16, but you seem so worldly.
Yes. Actually, I was playing 15. I was a freshman. And technically, I was joking about this, is that I was older than a lot of the people. The cast members, there's only one cast member I was younger than.
Really?
Yeah.
I just remember your wardrobe was everything. Did they pick that for you? Did you like tell them you wanted that vibe?
No, I don't know if you guys know, but I was a designer and seamstress, so I made a lot of my own clothes, and also I was a African frontline dancer. So a lot of my clothes were, I picked from the different markets and then designed, and then I worked with the people, the wardrobe people, to, you know, shift it for the show, which was fun.
I didn't remember, but when you said it, now I remember totally. Oh my gosh. Yep.
Did you know, Dana, when you were coming onto the show that you would be staying for, was it 6 episodes total?
I don't remember. I just know that they said they wanted me to kind of do the next. They actually told me I was going to do the next season with 2 other people at the time. And then things obviously changed and became more of the college episodes. So the whole show shifted. So originally I thought I was taking over with the other 2 characters on the show.
Interesting. I wonder, because we were kind of graduating, if they were like, we want to keep it in the high school world, so let's bring the younger ones in. And if you were playing 15, that's interesting. I have a question. Do fans, I mean, obviously fans recognize you. You were icon, like a huge part of the show, and especially with the Donna David relationship. This still riles me up to this day, even though I said before the show, I loved working with you. We had a great relationship. But do fans ever say like, oh my gosh, like you had, oh, I can't even say. Can I say a spoiler, Amy? Like you took David's virginity. Like, you had sex with him. Like, oh my gosh, you broke up Donna and David. Did they say that or no? They didn't care.
I honestly, it was so quick by the time I got into the publicity part of it, I guess. I didn't, no one had, it already moved on. So not really. So they've been fun to have those kind of conversations, but you know, there wasn't a lot of work with the fans back then at the time. Like right now, obviously they're Comic Cons and you get to speak to more fans about various things. So no, that would have been really fun.
Because technically, I guess Nikki would have been like a villain, right?
A good point.
As perceived by the fans. She was so stinking adorable. Yeah. It was hard to, you're so likable. It's hard not to.
You start with David and then somehow you switch over and become a love interest for Brandon. What happened? How'd that work out?
How did that work out with me?
Yeah. Like, did they say, yeah, so we're not going to focus on the David storyline anymore. We're going to switch you to Brandon's girlfriend.
Well, I know when, you know, Tori's character, Donna's character, Tori's character, Donna, quote unquote, when she got back together with him, I guess there was nowhere for me to go logically. So Brandon was the next logical step. Although I can't remember, Brandon younger than David, or they're all in the same grade?
David was younger, but then they moved him up so that he could be with
everyone. Was the baby.
I feel like they loved you so much that they didn't want to lose you. And it was like, okay, what can we do?
Let's find something for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did you like working with more? Did you think that your character was better with David or with Brandon?
Oh, good point. I mean, I never thought of that. Well, obviously, Brandon was the bigger, quote unquote, love interest of the show altogether. I don't know. I got along with the David character better in the sense of singing and dancing because, you know, Nikki was more of a free spirit and Brandon was more stubborn, but yet she had more of a challenge for him and she likes challenges and to open people up. So that was more fun. So not answering your question, really.
They're both
so different.
I don't know. I kind of preferred you with Brandon, personally.
Same.
Well, you're being a protective friend, so that makes sense.
No, honest. I just feel like you guys visually looked like made a really cute couple.
Well, I know that also I'm not very tall. So I know that for his, you know, just physically for him too, which was nice. They very made it very clear about my height and him, and I think they just thought it was an automatic fit.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals
will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Well, not only were you on one timeless show, Beverly Hills 90210, you were also in one of all of our favorite movies, National Lampoon's Vacation. We were discussing this before you came on. You were the OG Audrey. You were the one.
There's no other. Nice there really time. Isn't.
No one else compares.
Thank you. And I've been working very hard on this, you know, pause we've all had in life right now, on a book about, you know, now we're coming up on our 40th anniversary. So I'm finished writing a book now. It's with trying to get agents and do the next step on the, and all that stuff. So I spent a long time, not salacious. Everything is extremely friendly and on the level because we were such a beloved, we're such a beloved Griswold family. So I didn't want to, throw anyone under the bus. That's not my style anyway, but just had a blast writing it and we'll see what happens. Hopefully everything will come out before the anniversary.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to read that.
I want to read that. I guess we should save it for the book, read Dana's book, but we really want to know, and you don't have to answer this, but I mean, you were the OG Audrey. How come they switched the siblings? Like,
not just Anthony, Audrey, but yeah, they
switched. Anthony Michael Hall. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened?
This is easily on Google, so this is not something Anthony Michael Hall, his name is actually Michael because when he joined SAG, he had to change his name around because someone else was already Michael Hall. So anyway, so Michael, who lives right near me, we're still very close. He agreed with John Hughes to do Weird Science. So that was already in the contract. So then they offered him, obviously, the next vacation, and he couldn't do it because he was filming already. So Amy Heckerling, who was the new director, talked Maddie Simmons, who was our producer, into saying, hey, you know, we can't have one old kid with a new kid. We should get two new kids all together. And the producer told me that was one of the biggest mistakes he'd ever made, because it really broke fans' hearts to see a different family. Mm-hmm. And it was confusing. And then became a joke. You know, Audrey and Lusty changed ages. And even, I think, we did an Old Navy commercial, and Chevy's like, who are you? You know, it's like, yeah. So, sad.
That is really, really shocking. Like, it was such a ensemble. It was the family. Wouldn't they have just pushed the movie? Like, I can't imagine recasting them. Like, okay. Sorry, we'll let it go, but geez.
Think about it, because Michael and I could have probably done the next generation of Griswolds, but obviously that didn't come to fruition. So, no, it was a shame, but here's my rebellion. Mm-hmm. We all went off to Europe, and I, you know, looking younger, as you know, I was in my 20s playing 15. So I go to Europe with this is in the book, with a backpack. It's almost twice as big as I am. Back then, they made the backpack huge. And so I said, I'm going to Europe anyway. So I took myself on a vacation looking 15 all across Europe for the summer. And it was an incredible time that I had. So yet, no, I didn't have the film behind me, you know, four or five different films of vacation. But I have great memories that I didn't let it put me down. I just wanted to keep going and moving and having a great time.
Oh, so that's good. That's the way to do it. Just know that in our hearts, you are Audrey. You are the fan favorite.
Always.
You probably already know that, but yeah.
Thank you. I don't think when I did 90210, anyone knew about Vacation. No one ever talked to me about it. I had actually won an Emmy Award, and on 90210, I won the Youth and Film Award and all this stuff. But I think it was such a busy time for filming and the schedule. We didn't really chit-chat that much about, and I think with David's character, I talked to him the most because obviously we were rehearsing, and but that's it really, I think.
Okay, let's be clear. I was such a huge fan, but I was so shy back then that I was scared to even say anything. Like, I would never have been like, oh my God, I know you from Vacation, I love you. But when you came on, I was a huge fan. When my dad cast you, I was like, oh my God, I was freaking out.
I was like, oh, that's so nice to know. I had no idea, none. But I just figured, you know, I was thinking about this, it was like a steam engine. It was the height of the show. And you guys had coming, you know, you had different guest stars all the time. So in the guest stars, I would think would try to, you know, get the attention of all the main characters. So I didn't, you know, it's like, do you come in and bug people and talk to people? And no one was really talking to me. And it was a very crazy time. And my ultimate favorite story, I was in Germany. And I was dating a German guy, and he was a well-known actor in Germany. And I'll keep the name out. But anyway, we were in Paris, and we went to Louvre. And we were literally standing a few feet away from the Mona Lisa, and all the fans were surrounding us and not the Mona Lisa, because they were so like, no, craziness. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm more popular than the Mona Lisa right now.
That is a great story. Oh my God, I love that.
That blows my mind. Were you recognized more for 90210 than Vacation?
Back then, definitely. Yeah.
That blows my mind, because we still can't really put it together, because we were in it, in the middle of it. Like, we obviously we know now, but like, it just still is mind blowing that people were that into it. Like, Vacation. Okay. Wow.
Really, I think Vacation was a slow burn for people. It wasn't hugely popular when it first him out? No. It took quite a few years. I think just people just, it became their go-to movie, and then little by little it became part of their family movie, and now it's a big tradition. It mm-hmm. really has changed over the years. No, and think about it, there was no social media back then, really. Mm-hmm. So it was a different career. It was a different time, and the fans weren't as involved at that time, although think about 90210, that's such an understatement then. No, 90210 was definitely more recognizable, and when I went to different events, and you know, the paparazzi was always 90210, was never Vacation.
Well, we love you. We look back on it. I'm so excited to continue watching the future episodes because I don't remember how it all happened. So I'm excited to see it unravel. And your acting, I know when I wrote this down, when I was watching this episode, when you come into the show, you're just such an interesting actress in my perspective. Like, you make very interesting choices and you have like so much texture and depth to what you bring to the screen. So it was just an honor to have you there and to get to spend that time with you.
So in real life, like, Brian was my first love in real life as well. So mm-hmm. it's like, I have mixed emotions. And even then, like, I was such a fan and so excited you were on the show and you were always so kind to me, but I was always like, I think I might have cried in my dressing room a few times over you. I'm not going to lie. I was so, like, it was hard for me as a young girl and having that puppy love off camera and on camera, feeling like, oh, my God, was I good enough? Like, what? I don't know what's going to happen. But, like, what if he, like, you know, doesn't like me in real life anymore? And, like, he has a new on-screen love that's going to become an off-screen love. And, yeah.
No, I was so not aware. Like, literally, it's walking into a well-oiled steam engine, just going. I didn't know what I was walking into. And it was like the first time I do a lot of charity events. And I know Jenny does, was it Feeding America or something mm-hmm. now? I saw mm-hmm. on television doing various charity events. So I went to one. And the paparazzi started screaming my name, and you guys know what that's about. It was the first time that happened. I was completely like, huh, what? No one schooled me what to do. So it's a shame I couldn't talk to you guys to find out, okay, all this craziness. It was the height of Shannon and all that. And I knew, here I walked into a show. I grew up with Gabrielle and Luke in the business in New York City. Shannon, I know, from California, from a few girlfriends who, when she moved out of her house, she all lived with these girls and we all hung out together. So I felt like I walked into a show that where I knew people kind of, sort of, yet I wasn't prepared for the height that it was at that time of fans loving the show and devoted to the show. And, you know, the issues with Brian and all that you're talking about. Until now, I'm literally clueless about that. I didn't even know that till now.
Oh my God, isn't that funny? And I, even before this, I was like, I probably told Dana like off camera. Like, I couldn't remember, like, in my, like, it was so like minimized then to everyone else. But in my mind, it was so everything, like, you know, it was consuming as a young girl. Mm-hmm. So I thought like everyone must know. Like, isn't that funny?
No, it makes sense, especially at that age and stuff. But no, with Brian, you know, we talked and got along in the sense we're always trying to work out our characters in the beginning. And then eventually when I went to Jason's character, he wasn't into rehearsing as much with me, at least. Not with me necessarily. He's just like, he was in it. You know, he's producing, not producing, thinking about directing and the lighting and this. His brain was in a different place. So technically, you know, Brian and I were able to talk more. I guess I'm answering the question you asked a while ago. And Jason and I, you know, we got along really well, but we didn't rehearse as much, I guess. He was like, okay, you say this, this, and this, and this, go. I'm like, holy moly, this is really, you know, I was used to being
ding, ding, you know,
in a different.
Wait, how's it go, Jen?
I don't know.
Remember?
I don't remember.
What? Huh? The thing about it, I was also on Broadway.
coming off a lot of, you know, movies and blah, 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 stepping into a show that everyone knew it and they had it down, the routine, you know, the rehearsals and what you do and you don't do. And I walked in like a little lamb going, huh, what? Trying to hold on, you know, to what I can keep as my own, because like I said, I was making my own clothes and my own dancing and beliefs and whatever, my free spirit in the show. I really loved her character so much.
Yeah. And you, it was like a whirlwind, I'm sure. Well, I hope that you, you know, have fond memories of it. We certainly have fond memories of it and are so glad that you were a part of it.
And sorry, we say this all the time. Like if we knew, like, well, we know now, like when we talk to people, we're like, oh my gosh, we were young, like, and we were just going, you know, we were thrown in and it was just rolling. And now we talk to people that were like, oh my gosh, we wish we had developed off screen friendships and relationships and talked more. And it just, in the moment, we were just like thrown. So it's really nice to talk to you as an adult.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't an adult back then.
We were not adults.
Physically, emotionally, or mentally. So it's.
No, thank you for inviting me. It's been fun. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to hear the podcast before. I felt like, once again, here we go. I step into really moving and grooving and having a great time. I'm like, okay, what do I do? I'm like, I can't get through, you know, the technical difficulties, like I said. So I really appreciate you having me on and letting me step into your well-oiled, like I said, three times now, steam engine. That's doing podcasting. I don't know anything about that either. It's, I have people approaching me all the time, but I don't, I hope you're having a great time. Are you?
We are.
It is so fun.
Well, good luck with your book. We can't wait to find out what happens with that.
Yeah. Excited to read it.
Thank you. I'm crossing my fingers that it's going to move forward.
We will cross ours too.
Do you have a title yet?
I do, but I'm hesitant saying it because, you know, when you get to probably, as Tori would know, you know, people shift things and change things. And so I don't want to say it until I actually know. I had many, many titles. I had to rewrite it three times because the book had to shift the focus from, I have a lot of fan stories, you know, so bad is good kind of stories. But then people wanted more. Well, I can go on and on. I know you guys are limited on time. So anyway, yes, it's changed a few times. But I'm going to wait till it comes out, then you'll know. National Lampoon's 40th anniversary type book, hopefully.
Good. It'll time out. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Dana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm so bummed. I wish we could have seen her.
I know. I wanted to see her.
Yeah, she's so cute. You know what I looked up while she was talking? I think she was on 9 episodes.
9? Oh my gosh. I really
her character's
correct. Okay.
I was going to say, okay.
Stays around.
So when I'm looking at, you know, we get our little, what do we call it?
Rundown,
yes. It says her last episode was season 3, but that's not correct. And I go by hairstyles because I know when David cheats on Donna with her, I had short hair and I graduated West Beverly with long hair. So it was another season.
I think she was right. It's interesting what she was saying. I think they were thinking of making her more of a regular, but then they sent you all to college and that's why they wrote her off. That was sort of what I was interpreting.
Jen, I wonder if they were going to do like a spinoff and like stay with West Beverly, the new generation.
Even though she's saying she was so much older. That's so crazy that she was that old.
But she looked
15.
She looked so young. Tiny, yeah. And it was her and two other girls. Who are those two other girls? I want to know who those two other girls are that they were all stirring the pot. Oh my gosh, we knew nothing about this. There was going to be a whole new cast. They were going to get rid of us.
Oh my gosh. That's something.
Before we go,
should we take a break and come back and finish up with the episode? And
yeah, because we now have to talk about the most major thing ever.
Okay. Yes. Let's take a minute.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, we're back. Let's dive into this. What you want to dive into?
The sweet spot.
You dive in, girl. How did you feel?
I feel like I did dive in. I feel like, first of all, the scene with Dylan and the baby, seeing him hold baby baby Aaron was so sweet and tender. He was so good with babies. I remember that.
That was so, it, that scene with her was very Luke more than Dylan.
It yeah. Just, he was just a natural, like, nurturing soul. Like, and he loved babies. I remember doing that scene with him, and it was fun because it was like we were pretending like that was our baby.
I would have loved to have seen that. Still would. I gotta be honest. I'm gonna go on the record that Luke with you in scenes is so, the chemistry is so boom through the roof. He's so smitten that he actually goes out of Dylan character and into Luke character often. I saw it already happening.
You think?
I do. I mean, even the physical stuff, you know, like Dylan, like volleyball. With Brenda, like he's this.
Very playful.
And with Kelly, he grabbed you and stuff the way he did in real life. Mm-hmm. And I love the moments where I see you laugh. And I know that he said something that wasn't planned and that wasn't a line. And see you just genuinely having fun. And the two of you together, I don't know. It made my heart so happy.
Me too. It made me miss him so much. Oh my God. But yeah, it's coming. I guess so when Kelly strolls up in her little white outfit with her matching white shoes.
That outfit was everything.
And walks, your body opens the door, and there he is on that couch, on the futon. You don't know what's going to happen.
Then he went back into Dylan mode with that brooding look.
Interesting decision that we don't see a kiss. We just
best decision. I'm going to go on record. I've said this twice now, sorry. That this is the first time in three seasons that I was like, I cannot wait to see the next episode. I am freaking out. Like, I just, everything in my being.
So you think that they went in there and hooked up? That was that's what went down. And we didn't show the audience.
I love not seeing it because I know it's going to happen without knowing. We're always like, if we didn't know, would we know? If you didn't know, now you know.
I know. What's going to happen on the next episode?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's literally everything. Mm-hmm. And watching this back, like, I know I was like, oh, I liked Brenda and Dylan. It was hard. Like, now I'm just like re-watching it as a fan. No, it should have never, like, Brenda, no. It's Kelly. Kelly and Dylan. Like, that chemistry is just something that it's like unheard of. I just want to see more. I just want to watch a whole episode of Dylan and Kelly.
I'm very much Kelly and Dylan myself, but it's super interesting because I read all the fan comments, even of this show. And there are some real diehard Dylan, Brenda. So it's going to be interesting how this plays out, rewatching it and seeing how they react now when they're hearing you guys talk about it, because there are some people that don't want this.
Yeah, there are. And I've heard a lot from those people over the many years.
I'm sure.
They're still real angry about it. And I think part of me takes that on and I feel guilty about it. But I can't, if Kelly and Dylan are meant to be together for this period of time, like, I don't want to feel guilty about it. But there's a part of me that does. Like, I feel like a bad friend.
Did fans at this point, like when it started to turn, did they say anything? Were they vocal about it when you would see them in person?
You know, not for a while, but like, I feel like they started to get more comfortable and more vocal. And certainly now with the access that we have to our fan base or the fan base of the show, still such devoted fans and people have such still strong opinions about stuff. That it's
don't
intense.
Don't go on the Instagram. Don't go on our Instagram.
I'm scared. I don't want to see it.
Wait, really? Like, are people like, oh my gosh, no. Like,
well, not towards Jenny.
No, right. But like, oh, Kelly, yeah. Really? Oh, yeah.
These people are still, they made a choice then and now. And what would be interesting is if somebody that watched it then, now our age, if they've changed their mind.
But yeah.
I would be interested to know if anybody,
Yeah, me too. Way.
Jenny, what I was going to ask you is, it's interesting in the show, and Tori, tell me what you think. They really play up Kelly telling David, don't cheat. Like, what's sexy is a guy who goes three weeks without being unfaithful. So it's this almost a hypocrisy. And we're like, oh, snap. Wow. This is even more gnarly because she's saying, don't do it, but I'm doing it.
Ooh. You're too what smart you for me. I didn't even get that. I was just like,
yeah.
I really loved that scene with you and Brian. I thought it was really great. And I thought he was great. And just the sweetness of the relationship and I liked it. I never even thought about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it even harder to like what's happening, in my opinion, like, because she is speaking out both sides of her mouth. Like, she's saying, be a good guy and don't cheat. And then she's going and getting with a guy who's cheating. Like,
but sometimes with love, you don't think, you go with your heart. And so with David, she's able to, I wonder like if she even thought about that. I feel like she didn't. I feel like she was just being a good sister and she was saying the right thing, being a good friend to Donna. But then like the heart wants what the heart wants. And she wasn't even thinking of it that way about Brenda. It was just like,
interesting.
It's happening. It's just happening. And when you're a lot of times when you're young, you just kind of go with it. You got to go with your heart sometimes.
Yeah. I think that the relationship with Kelly and Dylan, it was really necessary in Kelly's like growth as a character, because it allowed her to be seen and valued for exactly what she was and where she came from and all the good and the bad of it all, and not just seen for like, you know, what on the surface, because like we've touched on before, they do have a past. They have grown up in the same neck of the woods, if you will. You know, they know what each other's been through on deeper levels than any of the other characters can kind of relate to.
Yeah.
So I think that it really was a necessary thing for her, interestingly enough. And it adds a lot of depth to the Kelly character. Even if this is all a mistake, even if this is all a big, huge betrayal of their friend or, you know, whatever it ends up being.
It was juicy and particularly important, I thought, when Brandon goes over to Dylan's and says like, yeah, what are you doing tonight, bro? Or whatever. And he's like, visiting an old friend. It's like immediately he's already not saying it. And it was sort of like a wink to the audience, like, this is happening, but I'm not willing to tell anybody. He knew.
He can't tell Brandon?
I mean, right, obviously, but still it's like, I feel like Dylan knew what he wanted when that van drove away.
I mean, the separation and the rest of the characters and Kelly and Dylan, that alone.
I wonder what's going to happen. Like, I don't remember what's going to happen with Donna. Does Donna come home? Do you find out? And are you shocked? Are you supportive? Are you good? Like, are you a friend? Or to who do you, how does that work? You're going to be torn.
I don't remember. I don't remember if Donna is team Brenda or Kelly. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. Was Brenda's downfall the fight with the Walshes and moving in with Dylan? Because I think that's what made him just dunzo. Like, I don't want this.
I mean, it happened fast, you guys. Like, you know, we always say things like, that's convenient in the episodes. They happen. It did. Yeah.
Well,
like, but it happens fast. If you're an 18-year-old Dylan and your girlfriend, who's already kind of whiny.
He's not 18.
What is he, 17?
Sorry, I don't 17. Know. I just got nervous.
Pardon me.
You got to be 17-year-old
Dylan and your semi-whiny girlfriend moves in and then she's bugging you about your burrito and the vacuum. You, if you're a teenage boy, you could be done immediately.
It's not like, oh, well, that's so scary.
I feel like that played right. A big hurt in this.
But the teenage girl can be done just as quickly, y'all. I've been done that quick. Yeah, it's really ramping up to be an interesting situation.
Yeah, I just think the episodes are so much better. The show, you know how a lot of shows are like at their peak season one, season two. For me, this is like, this is the peak. Just like Dana said, like, this is.
Don't say we peaked. We didn't peak yet.
I'm afraid now. I'm already like scared that about the decline. There's a lot more seasons to go.
You guys said it too. You all look awesome. The fashion's better than ever. The cheesy lines are as strong as can be. Like the show is, I think it sustains for a bit, but this is the best.
Did you guys have any fashion? I mean, we talked all about Donna's high fashion. I think you take the fashion badge for this episode by far of all the great fashion moments.
I really like Kelly's fashion in this. I love the white romper. Was it a romper? Yeah. I love the outfit that was a nod at like Western, but it was modern. It was black and white, that blouse. That was super
sleeveless blouse.
Yeah, it was super
chic. Totally
chic.
Agree. Totally agree.
And David's vest.
Oh, God. So gross. I love that Tori loves it. And I'm like.
And any other standout lines, you guys?
I also loved Brandon's burgundy shirt when he's at the Peach Pit on the weird threesome date. I thought that he looked so cute in that. Sleeves rolled up.
Look good.
Yeah. And I stay strong on my tutu, Sex in the City. I want to see what people think if I'm right. But to me, that was just way too iconic. I was like, my head is still exploding from the tutu.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I want to ask Darren Star. Like, I need to know.
Jen?
I'll write it down.
I like how we put you in charge of texting Darren Star about questions, but it never happened.
Someday I'm going to send him a really long text.
Your own questions. You do
all
your
of our
lines,
Darren questions answered. Oh my God, that could be a whole episode. All of our Darren questions answered.
He'll come back. He'll help back. Us.
I have like 50 lines. You guys go first.
I was my line. My favorite line was right out of the gate. You really know how to move. But then she goes on to say, you look just like George Michael.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, great track. Great track.
He does. He really does look like a young George Michael, by the way.
He does. So obviously the writers were like, that's what we think. And I wonder if he was like excited or not excited about that.
Well, I would
He had
hope.
Such a different vibe.
Yeah.
And George Michael, was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I like when Brooke says Steve talked about going to someplace, the armpit.
I know. I liked it too. It was a little thrown away and I wanted it. It made me laugh. Like I wanted more of that armpit
You're right.
talk. The peach pit armpit.
Oh, you know what? I just discovered another Easter egg, as I will call it. Dylan says to Brandon, Steve's more important than any girl. So he's also sort of talking about friend loyalty. That was sort of just these little Easter eggs sprinkled as Dylan and Kelly are clearly heating up. So they're like not really practicing what they preach.
Right.
Which I'm totally fine with. Totally fine with it. But I'm just figuring it out. I love the excuse me lame-o and how they're always like your stupid music to David, because he's also like getting the smoking hot girl. Sorry, Tori.
I didn't like it when he was with her on that. I didn't like it. I got so angry when I saw that scene. Thank you. You're welcome.
And I just always think it's so funny how they always do the lines of like, let's find ourselves a couple honeys. Like
honeys. What? Like, oh my, ugh.
So like, yeah, it's a barf. Yes, exactly. You guys can see Tori.
This was probably our face on set on the day when we were standing there being objectified in this way or watching our fellow females being objectified like this.
And I loved the volleyball where we really see Dylan, I mean, many times grabbing Kelly by the waist. Like I thought, wow, that was super intentional. Unless now my mind is blown and it was just loose.
No, it's a super signature move. He always grabbed her like that.
Wow.
Off camera.
Wow. Well, now that's just the juiciest.
On that juicy, juicy tidbit, I think we'll move on to next week's episode, which is episode 5, Shooting Star, American in Paris.
I don't know, but is this my life? Like, I like almost want to start crying again. God.
Oh my gosh. American in Paris. Emily in Paris.
This makes me feel like I'm in my sorority. Like I literally have tears. Can you guys see that? I like it got weird. Super this fan. Is so fun. This is so flipping fun to get to these episodes. Cause I'm just like,
wait, do you think Darren, like Emily in Paris was slightly based on like Brenda? Like,
yes.
Well, didn't I'm he, trying to go deep like you now.
You were going deep, but I think it's based on his sister. On Darren Star's sister. but I think Brenda was also fashioned after his sister. So okay, he's got a sister thing going here.
Yeah.
Darren Star.
He likes Americans in Paris.
Yes.
Young girls in Paris.
So many things from this show. Yes. I believe it.
The tutu.
Yes. And Emily in Paris, all of it.
Oh, well, that's it for this week, you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.